With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. One Bills Live and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on the Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
Covering the Buffalo Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Always love getting Matt Perino on in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. And I understand UB's pro day today. Matt, how are you?
I am good. Winding down after what feels like already a wild 48 hours of free agency, and we haven't even really started yet, right?
Yeah, it doesn't become official till 4 o'clock. I mean, we got a lot of Bills questions to come your way, but first, what happened today? One Bills drive, the pro day for the UB Bulls. Tell us a little bit about that. What is a pro day like? Were there any notables taking notes from other organizations? What were your observations today at UB's pro day?
There was a mix of talent. Obviously, the main attraction was Tyree Jackson, quarterback of the Buffalo Bulls. A lot of question marks where he's going to go. He in the draft, he ran a crazy 4.59 40 at the combine, and he went out there and just threw today. Didn't take part in any other drills, and it was I don't know. I didn't really, you know, watch his workout and come away wowed in any way. I was talking with a few of the reporters on the sidelines of some of the Bills guys, and you know, he's getting a lot of comparisons to Josh Allen, and you know, just being in the practice facility and watching Josh Allen all season long, it seemed to be a pretty sizable gap there, just in terms of the way that they throw the football. Also, Anthony Johnson, wide receiver, who at one time during the season was being projected in mock drafts as a first-round talent. His stock has dipped a little bit. Ran his 40 time today. This is the only time he ran it. And some clocks had him as fast as 4.423 in that range. Obviously, it's unofficial, so it's hard to tell. But you definitely tell that there's some speed there. But the pro day was interesting. I mean, there was 31 of 32 NFL teams there. Obviously, the Khalil Mack effect is still kind of resonating with the UB program, and with the hype around Tyree Jackson, all the teams were out there to watch. It was an interesting situation, just a bunch of drills going on. Khalil Hodge is another guy that might get drafted later on, linebacker from UB. And then there were a couple local guys that also worked out.
Matt, let's get to the Bills. Let's get to free agency. We like the moves that the Bills have made so far. These are moves that needed to be made. You need to get these guys ready for camp. You need to fill holes in your roster. But today, if you're Josh Allen and you see Odell Beckham Jr. go to Baker Mayfield and you see Le'Veon Bell go to Darnold, are you just a tiny bit jealous of what they have?
I don't know. Neither of those guys dream process to me. I don't necessarily know if either, but then again, some people would have argued that Antonio Brown didn't screen process.
Exactly right.
Brandon Bean obviously did his due diligence there. I will maintain that a lot of that was an act. A lot of that nutty behavior was to force Pittsburgh's hand, and there was more going on behind the scenes that I think Brandon Bean looked into and was okay with, given the fact that, you know, get him into the locker room with McDermott, get things squared away, and the talent is there. I think, you kind of question Le'Veon Bell in terms of his, you know, the decision to sit out a year, and then obviously Odell Beckham, so much drama. And listen, I'm sitting here saying, okay, Baker Mayfield had quite the rookie season. Don't get me wrong. All the touchdown passes look great. The pressure's on now. The pressure is on now, though, and we'll see what he can do now with all of these weapons and all of this, this high-powered offense. I think if you're Josh Allen, you got to be thrilled with the bevy of options now at your disposal. And, you know, don't forget, we still have the NFL draft to go. This is a deep class at tight end, deep class at wide receiver. I think that there still could be some potential playmakers added to this offense. And free agency isn't done yet. I mean, there's still some guys out there. I think that you still could be looking at a significant offensive line signing. We're hearing some rumblings that Darrell Williams' value might be dipping because maybe that knee injury isn't as the progression there in terms of recovering isn't as far along as maybe some teams would have hoped. And I know that Brandon Bean drafted him, and you know, there's obviously that connection there. So there still could be some work that's done. But I think right now, as it stands, you take a look at John Brown, a guy that can push Zay Jones a little bit more into the slot or inside in those four wide receiver sets. And that's where he does his best damage. You got Foster and John Brown on the outside, the vertical, the deep threat. And then you have one of the best slot receivers in the NFL in Cole Beasley. And all of these deals are front-loaded. All of these deals the Bills will be able to get out of if things aren't working out. I think Brandon Bean has just been hitting home runs left and right.
Hey, Buffalo Bills making a signing last night, Matt. John Feliciano, I had to look it up. It wasn't on my radar, but somebody who wasn't exactly a full-time starter in Oakland. What do we know about John Feliciano?
He's a bit of a depth guy. Obviously, he only played, I think it was three starts last year, and I was looking up some of his you know, pro football focused grades, and he had one heck of a game against an Indianapolis Colts defense that was really on the rise last year. They graded him out at 80.5 in pass block, 71.4 in the run block on 50 snaps. The other two games, not as great, but he's going to be a guy that comes in here and along with a Jeremiah Searles and potentially even a Spencer Long, depending on who they draft and who they sign, are going to be competing for playing time. But, you know, Feliciano just seems to me like a guy that's just brought in here to, you know, be a body and, you know, hopefully push some of these young guys. Wyatt Teller at left guard, I mean, a lot of people pencil him in for next season. You know, I think Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean want to bring guys in here that can push him, experienced guys who have done it in this league, and Feliciano seems like a guy that'll do that. I was much more intrigued with the big tackle signing, the swing tackle, Ty Inseke. Mm-hmm. Very interesting signing, and a guy that you talk about wanting to light a fire under somebody. You know, Deion Dawkins has been, you know, has come out and said that he's gonna, you know, he's refocused, he's gonna zero in and get back to those fundamentals. Well, if things aren't working out with him in camp, this is a guy Inseke who's got tape where he's just dominating the likes of Jadeveon Clowney. So, I mean, that could be an interesting guy looking for an opportunity at 33, probably his last big shot to maybe start. I think they're just bringing in a lot of guys for different looks. And, you know, you got your centerpiece in Mitch Morse.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. You mentioned Mitch Morse. A few years younger than Matt Paradise, but Paradise was considered the darling of free agency at the center position. So seeing what the Bills paid for Morse, seeing what the Panthers paid for Paradise, did the Bills spend a little bit out of their shoes here on this one?
Not at all. You know, two things here. Number one, I really think that you were going to have to – Mike Clay of ESPN had Mitch Morse is his number one free agent center. So it depended on who you were talking to. I think a lot of people zeroed in on Matt Paradise and, you know, the success that he's had in this league. He won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning in 2015. But if you look at the pass blocking grade in the way that, you know, how important Mitch Morse was while he was healthy last season to this Kansas City offense, I think it's a great signing. And, you know, to get guys elite free agents, even in a down free agent year, you're going to have to pay some more money. And, you know, this is a lot of this is fake money. I mean, look at the percentage of the contract that's actually guaranteed. You're going out and you're taking a shot. Maybe there was some due diligence done on Brandon Bean's part that, you know, maybe kept them away from pursuing Matt Paradise. Maybe the injury was more of a concern. Obviously, there's some concussion issues with Mitch Morse that you have to consider as well. But this is a guy, when healthy, is the kind of one of the premier pass blocking centers that you can put in front of Josh Allen. And that was the big, you know, narrative going into this offseason, building around Josh Allen. And I think a guy like Mitch Morse is a great guy to put out there in front of him.
Matt Perino writes for the Syracuse Post-Standard. You can read his work at Syracuse.com, our guest here in the sports bar covering the Buffalo Bills. Of course, you have Frank Gore now as a Buffalo Bill. What's the next move at running back for the Buffalo Bills, Matt? Because I can't imagine they're keeping Gore, Ivory, and McCoy come this season.
Yeah, listen, I think Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, they're big locker room guys. Frank Gore is he's a legend in this sport. I mean, he's fourth all time on the NFL's all time rushing list. He's in reach of passing Barry Sanders for third all time. So you bring a guy that's been around this league, that has played at the, you know, the highest level for a long time. Plus, he's close with LeSean McCoy. And, you know, if you're this is an indication to me that this regime truly is committed to giving LeSean McCoy one more crack at it. With a revamped offensive line, you bring in Frank Gore, their offseason training partners. They're very good friends. And this is a guy that, you know, can help LeSean McCoy. Is almost like a perfect complement to the style of runner that LeSean McCoy is. You know, we watched last season when the contact was there, LeSean McCoy wasn't really able to do much, you know, after contact. And Frank Gore, that's what he's built his career on. So I think that, you know, what they saw to Marcus Murphy and Keith Ford down the stretch last year wasn't necessarily super impressive. So I think that you go late in this draft or somewhere in the middle rounds and you peg a running back that you can draft and bring in here and develop and hope for the best. I mean, you look what Philip Lindsay did in Denver last year. You know, you find the guy that fits that, and that's on Brandon Bean and his staff and his scouting staff. Find that guy that you can develop and give these two guys a crack as a 1-2 punch, even at this crazy age. I think that I don't think Chris Ivory will be back next year. I mean, they say the Bills can save, I think it is around $2 million by cutting him, a little bit more than $2 million. So, I think you got to go out and get a guy in the draft as well.
Matt, what about Ziggy Ansah? We hear that he might be visiting One Bills Drive tomorrow. What have you heard anything new on the defensive end coming into to Buffalo?
No, nothing new. But I think that's definitely some a position of interest for this Bills team. I know you look at this roster and, you know, there's not a lot of needs on the defensive side. And for the most part, we've talked about defensive tackle as being in need. They obviously re-signed Jordan Phillips a week or so ago, which helped, but there's still a need there. But at defensive end, I mean, you look at Jerry Hughes, obviously is still in the prime of his career. Really, the quarterback pressures stats of last season were very impressive for Jerry Hughes, but he's going into a contract year. Shaq Lawson is going in the fifth year of his rookie deal. The future for him is very uncertain. Even some, you know, rumblings that maybe the Bills should look to, you know, maybe deal him this offseason if they're not willing to pay for him at the end. And Trent Murphy, they can get out of that deal at any time if they weren't satisfied there. So you look at a guy like Ziggy Ansah as you know, former fifth overall pick. And I think that that's a perfect case for kicking the tires on a guy that, you know, obviously has had some injury concerns, but, you know, all we've heard, you know, at One Bills Drive is about the, you know, the training center they're building and the attention to detail in terms of strength and conditioning and taking care of athletes' bodies. So, you know, maybe Ziggy Ansah comes in here, takes a look around and realizes, you know, Kevin Johnson, the cornerback that they just signed that has had some trouble staying healthy, said one of the big reasons he chose to come to Buffalo was, you know, getting into the building, taking a look at all the resources available to players that are, you know, trying to stay healthy and trying to stay on the field. I think that could be give the Bills a leg up. And I think that, you know, when healthy, this guy is one of the best edge rushers in the NFL.
Matt, with all the moves in free agency, and let's just for the sake of this question say they're done here at this point. At this point, have the Bills put themselves in a position to draft the best player on the board, so to speak, at number 9?
100%. I think that, you know, something interesting that was said at the combine, though, that, you know, still sticks with me is Brandon Bean has been all about, you know, we're going to fill these through free agency so we can go into the draft and do the best player available. Sean McDermott said, yeah, that's a great strategy, but there also is an element to, you know, what you need on your roster. So, you know, even though they went out and, you know, signed 3 offensive linemen, you know, do Feliciano and, you know, the big swing tackle, do they really make you set there on that offensive line to where at, you know, if Ed Oliver's on the board there and Jonah Williams, are you making that decision, you know, what if you value Ed Oliver a little bit higher than Jonah Williams, but you have this great needed offensive line because this is all you were able to do in free agency. So I think that, yes, they've done enough to have that mentality, but I still think I do agree with Sean McDermott. There is a little bit more to it than that, and I think that you do have to, you know, take a look at your roster and figure out what you need. I mean, they're close. I mean, you go out and get a guy like John Brown and Cole Beasley over the life of those contracts, I know not guaranteed, but over $50 million in multi-year deals in those two guys. and you're trying to win now. This is, you know, we had the whole year for Josh Allen's development. We had the whole year for, you know, the excuses and the, you know, the bad offensive line and no weapons around him. Those excuses are gone. You know, there's not going to be an excuse next season for LeSean McCoy being 30 and whatever. The Bills had a year to evaluate LeSean McCoy and make a decision based on that performance. If they want to bring him back, they're bringing him back. So that's no longer an excuse. You want to see a major jump forward this year. And I was talking to somebody about today, what's the over-under on Josh Allen touchdown passes when it comes to, you know, evaluating his second season? And they put it around 24 touchdowns. And that's a big jump going from 10 to 24, 25 touchdown passes. So they've done their due diligence. They can go into the draft and hopefully add some pieces, but the excuse period, I feel like we've moved past that.
Okay, so taking what you heard from Bean and McDermott at the Combine, let's talk about somebody that was the buzz of the Combine, because one thing that is still lacking and one area of need for this team is a wide receiver with some size. I mean, Duke Williams might be a nice story, but it's also a dart throw. Man, DK Metcalf at 9. No, I hear Bills fans saying no, no, no. I would say no as well, but would the Bills say yes?
I mean, just knowing Brandon Bean and how much he loves to make deals if they make sense and they add value and assets, I really think that even with as much work as they've done, I could see them trying to move out of that spot if things work out. Listen, there's a lot of buzz around Kyler Murray and that he could go number one in the draft, but hey, we're about a month away here, and Josh Rosen is still on that roster. So, you know, I wouldn't take that to the bank yet. So if we get past those first few picks and a quarterback hasn't been taken yet, then all of a sudden you have a bunch of teams, looking to potentially move into this first round. I don't know. DK Metcalf, there's some question marks for me. You know, the more and more I do research on the guy, the more and more I read some that were less than impressed with, you know, not just his tape, but, you know, his ability to, you know, get separation. If you're going to invest a number 9 overall pick and bring in a guy that's going to be your number one receiver, you want to have the belief that the guy is going to be able to, you know, make plays at this level, sure. But also 4.33 speed, and there's some scouting reports that say that you're having trouble getting separation. I'm not necessarily sure if that's the guy I want to throw everything into. Now, there's a bunch of people that think that he is a home run, can't miss prospect and the elite guy in this draft. I don't know. 9's tough, though. And this is obviously a defensive-minded coaching staff at the top in Sean McDermott. I think of a guy like Ed Oliver Slides. You have to really consider that. And I'll go back to the fact that I think this regime really likes the extracurricular. You know, what do they bring into the locker room? What are they all about? And for me, the guy that's popped throughout this whole process, through the Senior Bowl, through the Combine, is Kansas State right tackle with interior offensive line versatility, Dalton Risner, a guy that, you know, in some mock drafts is going in the top 15. I wouldn't even be shocked if they were to reach at 9 there for a guy that they truly, truly believe in, and he just screams process guy to me.
Matt, one last question here for you. Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard. So free agency becomes official here in 11 minutes, and we don't have exact numbers, but what's your best guesstimate here as far as how much money do the Buffalo Bills have to play with under the cap?
So my good friend over at ESPN, Mike Rodak, and friend of the show,
yes,
put out a few hours ago a nice little breakdown on the cap numbers, and he put out without some of the lower level contract guys like Gore and Johnson, etc. The Bills were at about $48 million left in their cap room. Then you take all those contracts into account, and you probably bring that down to around $40 million, and then 10-ish million for the draft picks. So you're probably looking at, you know, if the Bills want to, they have about $30 million left to work with. And the guy out there on the free agent market that everybody has been clamoring for weeks, and the Carolina connection is there, is right tackle Darrell Williams. Some stuff that I've seen out there on social media is that there might be some concerns with the knee, and maybe it's not as far along as, you know, teams were hoping. So maybe that could drive the price down a little bit, which could also be a good thing. But I think that I don't think the Bills are necessarily done on the offensive line in free agency. I think we could see some meetings or visits set up in the next couple of days. Obviously, Ansa coming up. Cleveland has put their defensive end Ogba on the Emmanuel Ogba on the trading block. So there's a lot of different things happening out there. I think that there's expect activity in the next week or so as we kind of start to shift for the draft.
Matt, you're always gracious with your time, spending it here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Want to make sure our listeners know what you're working on for NewYorkUpstate.com. What are you working on for the site?
Yeah, we'll have all your free agency needs covered. We got a rolling tracker over at the site right now, kind of a one-stop shop. Ryan Talbot put out a nice little article yesterday, his 10 thoughts on the tampering period and what Brandon Bean was able to do. I'm going to put out a whole slew of grades on all of these big signings. We roll them out here, and then hopefully tomorrow or Friday, these guys will get flown into Buffalo, and we'll get our first crack at them in the press conference and get you a bunch of content from there as well.
Matt Perino, always appreciate your time on this very busy Wednesday. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Take care, guys.
Matt Perino, the Syracuse Post-Standard. If you missed any of that or if you came in late, well, you want to check that out on demand, ESPNRochester.com. Or the radio.com app, just download it to your phone for free and search out ESPN Rochester or the Sports Bar. You can listen at your leisure.
He's not done, right, Brandon Bean? If they have that much money to play with and they're bringing in Ansa, now he can be choosy, right? If you don't have a job lined up here at 4 o'clock, yeah, the first wave of free agency is come and gone. Is that fair to say? And now Brandon Bean does not have to overpay if he wants somebody. Or are we led to believe that they're in on Ansa or one of these big name defensive ends that perhaps could be a replacement for Jerry Hughes? That's the kind of the X factor there is. Or do we pay Hughes next year or do we pay somebody now and move Hughes? I mean, there could be some pieces here moving around here before the start of the draft.
All right, let's get to Aldrich to that next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. So glad you're with us this afternoon, and we have time for your phone calls as well at 454-ESPN. Also in a few minutes, radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker set to join us. We got some stuff to go over with Ross, of course, covering the NFL for radio.com sports, and we'll talk more about the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, more about the Le'Veon Bell deal, and of course, talk a little bit more about what he knows on some of these Buffalo Bills free agent signings as we are 7 minutes away from the official start of a new NFL league season.
Of course, it is March. I'm going to tell you, Danger, why not only Syracuse will lose tonight, they should lose. There's a loophole we don't talk about all that much when it comes to bracketology. And Syracuse would have an easier path if they tank it tonight. That's why Boeheim, I think, mails it in every year when it comes to the ACC tournament. So go Panthers, and I know it sounds crazy, but I'll lay it out that I think a loss tonight, don't worry, the Orange is still going to get in, and it actually would benefit them in the end. I'll explain.
Gene's gonna make an excuse for losing and encourage losing. Meanwhile, I'm going to tell you the team that everybody is sleeping on, and in the world that we live in now, this kind of narrative and in this, yeah, everybody, the world against us. Nobody believes in us. Well, there's one team out there that is now fitting that profile, and I think they'll use it as motivation to surprise some people when the NFL season actually gets underway here in a few months. That's coming up. I'll drink to that in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports League, ESPN Rochester.
Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.